one's good. This position is fine. You know, I never really understood why women who were pregnant always looked like they just ran a marathon. But I feel it now. Oh, I get it now. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, you got the bucket right here. Yeah, we need to carry it, start carrying it everywhere. We should get, you know what we should get? We should, like, see if we can order those throw up, like, bags they give you in airplanes. You could just take it out and that would be, because you can, like, seal it and just throw it away. That's, they should have that. They should sell that in stores. Yeah, for, like, pregnant women or people who just have food poisoning. Okay, enough. I don't want to talk about that anymore. It's making me nauseous again. So did you think about if we want to wait to find out if it's a boy or a girl? I know we decided so long ago that we would find out when the baby was born, but now we've got that envelope from the doctor that tells us, and it's just sitting in our drawer, staring at me, and it's so tempting to just rip it open. No, you're sweet. I know you said that I could look if I wanted to, but I don't know, I wanted to be at the same time. No, I haven't looked yet. I did, you know what I did? I got really close, I opened it up, and then I just closed my eyes and, like, put my hand over it. But I couldn't do it. I couldn't remove my hand to see what it was. It's scary. I don't know why. Well, yeah, you know, I think we both equally would want a boy or a girl. I think when I was younger, like, really little, I really, really wanted a baby sister because, you know, I have all brothers, so I was so sad when I never got a sister, so I was like, you know what, when I have kids, I'm gonna have a daughter. So I do have a little soft spot for a little baby girl, but I also think it'd be so cool to have a baby boy. Yeah. I think it would be really nice if we had a boy and then a girl. And they could, you know, he could just look out for her, and it'd be really sweet. Oh, did you feel that? No, I think, yeah. Wait, and move your hand here, I think. Yeah. Ah, it's gone. Dang it! It always happens when you're not here. I swear, I'm not making this up. It always kicks when you're not here, and I feel like this baby's gaslighting me. I'm like, did it happen? Was I making it up? Like, it's just all in my head? But I swear, yeah, just keep your hand here. So if it happens, you will feel it this time. Stop. Don't tickle. Hey, that's so rude. You are attacking someone who can't fight back. I know you're just kissing it, but it still tickles. Have you thought about what the baby would look like? Oh, you hope it has my eyes? I hope it has your eyes. No, your eyes are prettier. and I hope it has your hair and your lips. Yes, very cute. And I hope it has your everything, actually. Yes. No, because you're prettier and hotter and better. Okay. Yeah. You hope it has my brain? No, you think I'm smart? Thank you. Oh god, I hope it doesn't get my brain. No. My brain is not a fun place to be sometimes. And speaking of that, I know we've kind of talked about it, but I am a little scared of after the baby comes. I know we've talked about the possibility of postpartum depression and things like that. I don't know, I'm just... You'll be here, right? Promise? I know. Thank you. I know you'll be here. You've been great so far. Whenever I imagined, like, having a baby when I was younger, for some reason I always imagined being alone. I didn't even really want to have kids, because I didn't think I would ever find a partner that it would be right to do it with, you know? But I'm really glad I ended up doing this with you. Even if it was a little unplanned. No, I'm not crying. Stop. No, it's not me. It's the hormones. It's I'm not soft. Stop it. I am tough with a heart of stone. No, but really, I am. I'm really happy. It's us. And it's now, you know. Yeah, we'll be great parents. Mm-hmm. Coolest, funnest, smartest, most amazing ever. Mm-hmm, for sure. Yeah, and our kids will never be embarrassed of us. Never. Well, maybe you. Well, I'll be the cool mom forever. Oh, honey, you are embarrassing. You will 100% be that dad who embarrasses his kids when he's picking them up from school in front of their friends. Don't even fight me on this. Mm-mm. You would totally embarrass our kids. Listen, there's only room for one cool parent in this household, and I think we both know who that is. Yeah, exactly. So, how dare you bring that up? You promised you would never bring it up again. Okay, just because I said you would be an embarrassing dad doesn't mean you need to bring up all the embarrassing stuff I've done. Yes. No, that's it. I'm changing the subject. Yes, I can just say that. Look, new subject. Cat, how do you think the cat will be with the baby? Yeah, well, I never had any pets growing up, so I don't... Like, what age do you think they start to remember stuff?
I think I read 3 years old is when you start to form memories. Yeah, I don't know. What was your earliest memory? That's it? That's so small. Okay, that's true. We don't really have any, like, I guess, detailed memories. But yeah, that's. I think mine was earlier. I think mine was. I don't remember when. I don't remember what age, but I was. It was at the point where I couldn't walk or talk yet. And I remember being in, the little walking assistant things they put babies in, where they can, like, bounce in it, and then it has wheels, and if they want to walk, they can. But yeah, what are they called? Oh God, are we gonna be bad parents? We don't even know the terminology. Yes, the walker assistant things. Anyways, I remember being in that, and I remember this so vividly, because I remember not, like, I couldn't talk. Isn't that so crazy? Like, being able to remember a point where you couldn't talk. But I was playing with this spray bottle, and I remember we had, like, people over. It was like a gathering, kind of. And I remember accidentally spraying myself in the face with a spray bottle and everyone laughing. But I couldn't talk, and I didn't. Yeah, that's it. I just remember accidentally spraying myself in the face. You felt my stomach rumble? No, that wasn't a kick. That wasn't. That was just me being hungry. Well, I don't think. No, I don't think I've had super crazy cravings. Baby. Brownies? Listen, brownies and soup are not that bad if you just. Hey, you eat pineapple on pizza. It's the same concept. It's the fact that something sweet and the contrast with something that's not sweet. It's. You are not allowed to judge me on this. It's not gross. Okay, you don't have to dip it in the soup. You could just, like, take a little bite a brownie off and then drink a little soup, and it's good. It's good. Wow. Listen, you're just close-minded. Yes, you are. Did you feel that? Yeah, like right under your hand. Just wait, hold it. That was a kick. No, that wasn't my stomach. That was a kick. Oh my God. I can't believe you finally felt it. Okay, well, I guess the baby agrees with me. Yes, that's what I'm gonna take this as. The baby's on my side. Yeah. Just put it. I don't know if it's gonna happen again, but. That's our baby. Yes, I love you. And I love you. I love both of you.